Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Please ask C724, ask the question. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it? Who can find it out? Ecclesiastes 8:17 says, a man cannot find out the work. The question is, who can find out the work? Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, no man can find out the work. I've told you before that no man in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a reference to God. So when the statement says no man can find out the work, that is the same as saying God can find out the work. No man in the Authorized Version Bible is a nickname given to God. So a man cannot find out the work, but God can. And that's exactly what I have done. What work is spoken of here, though? It's the work of the Authorized Version Bible. The crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible, I also refer to it as the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. So, I'll speak more on that later on. The objective of this episode is to continue to point out the law to all. And this is the law that is in the Bible, the law of God, and to have them know that the law is for their good. In following the law, the people are delivered from the evil, the lies, and the deception of the officially declared dead Christian religion. the Gentiles have the legal duty of fulfilling the word of their Lord and God, Tommy Hart, and the Gentiles also have the legal duty of fulfilling the word of God that is in the AVB. The reign of evil is over. The time of the demise of the, quote, Christian era, unquote, has come. Now truth and righteousness must reign. The time for the fulfillment of the law of God is here. The Lord God has come forth. That is, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has come forth. And the law, 1 Corinthians 15:25, says, he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must reign. Is a Isaiah 42:13 says of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he shall prevail against his enemies. And, of course, as I've shown in previous broadcasts, the officially declared dead Christian church sees the Lord God as its enemy. The officially declared dead Christian church sees the crucial matter of the AVB as its enemy. That's very important. I remind you to study my archives. Study the archives. They are there for your good. They are there for your learning. And, of course, in one segment, as in this episode, you won't get everything that I teach. You won't get the foundation. You just won't get everything. I think that's easy to understand. So you must study the archives and follow my teaching in order to understand everything that I say and my basis, in order to understand the basis of things that I say. Let's put it like that. All right? Now, the officially declared dead Christian church has failed to predispose the people of the knowledge of God. It has failed to, and not only failed, but obstinately refused to predispose the people to the knowledge of the law concerning God and the people that is in the AVB. I asked the question, how much do you know about God? I did not say, how much do you know about Jesus? Because you don't know much about Jesus either. If you say you are a Christian, I remind you all that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus, the character, is a fictitious one. Jesus is a fictitious character that the Christian church, the Christian religion, the Gentiles' religion, teaches outwardly to be a real person. But they, the Gentiles, know that Jesus, the character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is not a real person. They know that the character is fictitious. But the Gentiles have gone about to bring about a religious teaching, not a truthful teaching, but a religious teaching based on lies. Of course, as I say, study the archives. That is not the objective of the of this episode here, to give you full knowledge of the character Jesus. But know this, the character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious one. And the character Jesus that the officially declared dead Christian church teaches about is a fictitious character. And they, the Gentiles, know that. But they, the Gentiles, delight in deceiving other people. They delight in deceiving non-Gentile people. Gentile, alias white people. All right? So I continue following my outline. The reign of evil is over. The time of the demise of the Christian era has come. now truth and righteousness must reign. The time for the fulfillment of the law of God is here. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has come forth, and the law says he, Tommy L. Hart, must reign. Isaiah says of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he shall prevail against his enemies. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall prevail against one of the known enemies of the Authorized Version Bible, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Christian church that is declared to be officially dead. The fact is known that I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, teach the validity and perpetuity of the law of God that is in the AVB. Is this statement, Lamentations 2:9, the law is no more, true or false? I'll turn to it, Lamentations 2:9. And I like turning to the scriptures that I reference. Lamentations 2:9 says this: the law is no more. I ask the question, is that statement true or is it false? Having knowledge of the law, we know that that statement is false. The law of God that is in the Authorized Version Bible cannot be canceled. It cannot be changed. It is, just as I referred to it, a perpetual law. Okay. And I've said this before, and just in case we have new people listening, everything that is said in the Bible is not correct or is not true. This is an example of that. The Bible does say here, the law is no more. And that is what the officially declared dead Christian church taught. They taught that the law is no more. They would tell people the law is what? Canceled. The law is invalid. The law is now insignificant. Okay? Of course, that is false teaching when you compare that to the Bible and to the law that is in the Bible. Okay? So, know that everything said, as this case example here says, the law is no more. The statement is false. Everything that is that you may see in the Bible is not correct. So you can't say just because the Bible said it, that makes it so. No, that does not make it so. The Bible itself says what? Prove all things. Let me turn to that. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:21, I believe. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says this right here. Three words, prove all things. Okay? And that's what I have done. And my analysis is that this statement in Lamentations 2:9 is false because I have searched out the matter. All right? So, and I have proved the statement to be false. Okay. It is not the law that is no more. Guess what? It is the Christian religion that is declared to be no longer in existence that is no more. But yet it is still in existence in spite of the law of God. But it is officially declared to be dead. The Christian church must cease operation. It must cease its operation in compliance to the law. The Gentiles must cease Christianity and its teaching. The Gentiles, as I said earlier, are responsible to fulfill the law. They are subject and you are too, even if you are not a Gentile, you all are subject to the law of God that is in the Authorized Version Bible. What do a lot of people refer to the Bible as? Well, many people call it the Word of God. But yet they know nothing about God because the declared dead Christian church did not teach the things concerning God. Neither did they teach the things concerning the law. Therefore, the people are left ignorant in matters concerning God. Isn't that something? Now, but you don't have to remain ignorant, because I am here giving you the truth of the matter, pointing out the law. As I said, study the archives, all the archives, Lawmasters archives, study, study, study. Okay? So, it is the Christian religion that is declared to be no longer alive, and with that being the case, look here, Christians are thereby declared to be extinct, no longer in existence. I taught a message just here recently, studied the archives, showing this, that the iniquities of Christianity, the iniquities of the Christian church, study the archives. The law, Isaiah 43:17, says of the Christian religion, it says of the unsound, immoral faith concerning Jesus, and the law says concerning those who call themselves Christians, it says they are extinct. They shall not rise. I say again, the Gentiles. And that's a judgment coming from the Authorized Version Bible, which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is now pointing out. Okay. The Gentiles have the responsibility of fulfilling that judgment. The extinction of Christianity, the extinction of Christians, and where we're left with a world in which no one says or claims to be a Christian any longer. Many of you listening to me do not know what you are saying when you say you are a Christian. Study the archives. And to get that information, you can study, say, the four preceding episodes to get that information on Christianity, the Christian church, and Christians. Okay, you can just study or listen to the preceding four episodes. The four episodes preceding this one. Okay, Gentiles must fulfill the law. Christianity is out because of its evil. And I'm not teaching on that in this episode, so let me move on. So, yes, the Word of God says, prove all things. I know in the black church, the black minister did not prove anything. You know, basically, they teach the same thing that slaves were taught, and slaves didn't have the Bible. Slaves could not read to see if what they were being told was true, and in accordance with that which is written in the book. And remember, just because you see something, that doesn't make it so. Yes, you see the story of Jesus, but Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Therefore, from Acts through Revelation, all statements made in referencing Jesus or having to do with Jesus must be weighed against the content that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the purpose of those four books, to show the truth of the character. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is a sinner. And what is a sinner? One who breaks laws. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is an unrighteous person. the people who put the character to death were acting righteously. They were acting at the word. They were acting. The actions were based on the law. Okay, but like I said, I'm not teaching on that now. So, Christians, they are extinct. They shall not rise. Christianity, it is extinct. It shall not rise. The Christian teaching concerning the character Jesus is extinct. It shall not rise. The Gentiles must bring those things to pass. That is their duty. That is their legal duty, all right, to fulfill the word of God. Next, let me do this. Hearing me speak as you are doing now, you hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or descriptions for episodes, you see the glory of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are seeing and are hearing my word makes you a bona fide witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Listen carefully. If you would like for your name to appear in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of the word of God, to the glory of God, let me know by sending correspondence to me giving your full legal name and a simple statement giving me the okay to place your name in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. And I'm beginning to get letters or statements from people to that effect. The reading of the people's law. Listen carefully. The word of God commands the people. This is the law, which I was speaking of earlier. This is the law. The word of God commands the people, Acts 11:1, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17 through 18, Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, and John 2:5. This is the commandment which the Gentiles have already received regarding their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. The word of God says to the people, ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, in the Authorized Version Bible, command you. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, that is in the Authorized Version Bible, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. That is the law. Now, that is not the complete law, because you have statements like worship God. That's a part of the law. You have statements like give to the Lord God. That's a part of the law. You have statements like give glory to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Those are all parts of the law, elements of the law. But this is a, you might say, synopsis of the law. If you do these things that I read here, you are in compliance with the law, if you do these things. Okay? And you should, because that is your legal obligation. That is the law that you are under. That is the law which the now legally declared dead. Christian church did not teach you. Right? That is the law which the officially declared dead Christian church despised. The commandment coming from God, the Lord God, Tommy your heart. Starting with the month of September, the 1st of September, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart. Address, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. That's Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Obey the law. Fulfill the law. Continuing on, all right, the law, Romans 7:12, what is said about the law of God? Let's see, this is said about the law of God, and it's in the book of Romans. Listen. It says, Romans 7:12, the law is holy. One definition of holy is sacred, not to be violated. All right? Not to be violated. The law is holy, and the commandment, which is another term for the law, the commandment, holy and just. And good. That's the conclusion on the law. It's holy, it's just, and it's good. Okay. Statement here. Romans 7:14 says this. Romans 7:14 says the law is spiritual. I ask the question, is the law spiritual? I tell you, the law is concrete. The law is concrete. All right? Why do I say that? You can see it. I held the law. Matter of fact, I'm picking it up again. I am holding the law of God in my hand. It's not a spiritual thing. It is a physical thing. It's a thing which can be seen, is perceptible to the eyes here, to my eyes. I'm looking at it. Right? And you can look at this same law in Law Master's Archives. Study the archives. The law is a physical thing. The law has to do with things here on earth. God is here on earth in the form of a man, Tommy L. Hart. Let me say this. I place my name behind Lord and God. You've heard me doing that in this episode. Thou shalt keep the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart's commandments. All right? I place my name, I join my name to Lord and God in the Authorized Version Bible. Why do I do that? Here's the reason. When the law was written, they did not know, the writers of the law, the people did not know. Nor any other people, did not know the name of God. Why? Because God had not come. Isn't that simple? so they could not put his name in. They left that for God to do. They left that for God to do, to put his name in, to insert his name, to apply his name, to affix his name to join his name to, so that you may know the name of the Lord your God. Psalm 9:10, I believe it is. Psalm 9:10 says this, listen. And they, now this statement is to me, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Did you hear that? They which know your name, Lord, because Lord is a title. Lord is not the name of God. So the scripture says to God, when he comes and reads it, it says to God, it says to me, they which know thy name shall put their trust in you, in thee. So I must join my name to Lord and God. That's why I join my name to Lord and God, because that's what I'm supposed to do. How else would you know God? If God does not tell you his name, how can you know it? If God does not come forth and reveal himself, how can you know him? And I'm operating in obedience to the law. Psalm 94, right quickly. Psalm 94 says this to God, show thyself. Show means reveal yourself. Make yourself known. That's Psalm 94:1. John 7. Let's see here. Yes, John 7, verse 4 says this. This is said to God. Show thyself to the world. Again, show means reveal yourself, manifest, make yourself known. So, that's what I'm doing in obedience to the word of God. I am making myself known. I am showing myself. I am revealing myself. I have come forth that you may know God. And then Hebrews 10, let's see it here. Hebrews 10 says this. But it's not 10. Let's see here. Hebrews 8, verse 11 says this, and this is a commandment to the people, to you. It's know the Lord. Know the Lord. The Lord makes himself known so that you may know him, that you may know him. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Romans. Okay, Romans 15. Romans 15, verse 12 says this to the people, or to all. It says, in him, the Lord, the one who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, God, the Lord, who is God, Tommy L. Hart, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Not only the Gentiles, but I'll say all. In him shall the people trust. They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. In him, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall the Gentiles trust. So there is no excuse for not knowing the Lord. No excuse. You can obey the commandment that says, know the Lord. Psalm 100, and then I move on. I go back to my outline. Psalm 100 says this. serve the Lord with gladness. How can you serve the Lord if you don't know who he is? It did not say serve a spirit. Right? Now, that's another statement that has been found to be false, the statement in John that says God is a spirit. It is like the statement in Lamentations 2:9, which says the law is no more, the statement that says God is a spirit. Those are test statements. The Lord God is a man. The law teaches that God will be a man. It doesn't teach that God will be a spirit. So then they put in the book, God is a spirit. That's a test. That's a true or false statement. Okay? The statement God is a spirit is false. The statement the law is no more is false. All right? That's my duty, to give understanding of the law and of God. The Bible never told you the preacher will give you understanding. So many people act like they can't read. It never said the preacher shall give you understanding. I mean, what's wrong? It tells you who to look to for understanding. And remember, God is not a spirit. God is a person. Let me go to that one first. Acts 10:7. Is it there? Let's see. Acts 10, verse 6. No. Let's see here. All right. Acts chapter 8, verse 10 says this. This man is the great power of God. What man? The man, Tommy L. Hart. The man who's supposed to let you know his name when he comes. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Of there means having the designation or having the name of God. A title is also, you know, a name, you know, name, the title here, having the designation of God, right? Man, not spirit. I mean, it's just so, when you look at the law, I mean, it's just simple. A spirit cannot do the things that the Bible says God will do when he comes. Spirit can't do those things. As far as we know, spirit might be non-existent, you know. But anyway, what is truth? Truth is God is a man. God is in the form of a human being, a man, and he shall tell you what you ought to do. All right? Proverbs. Proverbs 2, verse 6 says this. The Lord gives wisdom. It never says your preacher will give you wisdom. Let me say it like this. The Bible teaches the Lord, when he comes, will give you wisdom. That's what I'm doing now. I'm letting you know who I am, and I'm refreshing you on the law. For many of you, I'm just teaching you the law, which you never heard, because the legally declared dead Christian church never taught it. Actually, they taught against it. They taught what the statement said, the law is no more. They taught falsities. They taught falsehood. They taught lies. Okay, the Lord gives wisdom out of his mouth. Look at that. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. That's clear. Knowledge and understanding and wisdom could not come out of the mouth of God until he actually comes. He has come now, and he is giving knowledge and wisdom and understanding in things pertaining to God, things pertaining to the law concerning God and the people. And one more statement, and I'm going to move on. Timothy Timothy 2:7, and that's let's see here. It's 2 Timothy 2:7 says this. Consider what I say. That's what the word of God said, and it said, it goes on to say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Again, that's what he said in Proverbs chapter 2, I believe it was. But that's what he said in Proverbs. The Lord gives understanding. Out of his mouth comes, well, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And here again it says, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. All things is a group of things, a specific group of things that identify God. They are in the Authorized Version Bible. They are identifiers of God. Things God, things to let you know God will do, and things concerning God that you can see in his works, you know, when he comes forth. Infallible proofs of God, signs of the present, the physical presence of God on earth. Let's move on. So, but like I said, the Bible does not teach that the preacher gives understanding. It teaches the Lord gives understanding when he comes. He has come, and I'm giving you understanding now in all things. Study the archives in the law, in the law, and things concerning God. All things do concern God. All right. And in my archives, I show you all things. All things in the Authorized Version Bible does not mean everything. There's a difference there. The Bible teaches God knows all things, but God does not know everything. God is a man. God is not something up in the sky that knows everything and has knowledge about everything. God is a man here on earth who the Bible says know all things, and that's what I point out to you. I point out all things because I know what all things are and what they refer to, what the term all things refers to. And I show the people, so study the archives. So the law is holy, just and good. The law is a concrete thing. It's not a spiritual thing. It's a concrete thing. Now, if you take the definition, let's see this, the definition for spiritual, which says showing much refinement and thought of feeling and all, much refinement of thought and feeling. The law is refined. But to avoid confusion, the law is a concrete thing, which I've shown. I read it. The law is in the Authorized Version Bible. It's concrete. You can see it. It's perceptible to some sense, such as sight. All right? If it's a spiritual thing in terms of how people use it, then you can't see it. But the law concerning God is perceptible to the sense of sight. And like I said, I held it in my hand, I looked at it, and I read it off to you. The law is concrete. Moving on. Isaiah 48 says this. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, the word of our God shall stand forever. Where is the word of the Gentiles' God? It's in the Bible. It's the law. It's what I read to you. This is a ratification of the law that I read. The Gentiles' word says, the word of our God shall stand forever. That means it cannot be, it never will be canceled or voided. Are annulled. So again, the statement that says the law is no more is proved to be false. It's a test. It's a true or false statement, which I have shown to be and found to be false. The law is, I read it. And confirmation, the ratification of the law in the statement, the word of our God, the word concerning our God, shall stand forever. The perpetual law of God. Psalm 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Now, the truth of the Lord, the truth concerning the Lord, is in the Bible, which I show to the people. Study my archives. Lawmasters are archives. Study the archives, and you'll get the truth of the Lord. You're getting the truth of the Lord from this episode here, from my teaching here, right now. You're getting the truth concerning the Lord. The law concerns itself with God, with the Lord. Right? The truth concerning the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, endureth forever. I, as I've said earlier, I fill the bill for God. I meet the requirements for God. They are. I show them in my archives. I meet the requirements for God. He who fills the bill for God is God. The scriptures cannot lie. Okay. So when he comes forth, as I have done, and reveals himself, makes himself known, you can put your trust in him. Because the scriptures back him up. The scriptures back him. The scriptures support him. The scriptures uphold him. And that him is a reference to me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You won't know that I am the Lord God unless I tell you. And then I give you the evidence. The evidence is in my archives. The truth of the Lord, the truth concerning the Lord God, endures forever. The law endures forever. The truth concerning the Lord God that is in the law endures forever. Listen, Psalm 9, verse 7. Psalm 9, 7 says, the Lord shall endure forever. Okay, that's what it says. Okay, the Lord shall endure forever. How shall he endure forever? He shall endure forever through his teachings. Through his teachings. Because remember, the Lord is a human being. Human beings die. Right? But the knowledge of the Lord. Let's see what Psalm 100 says. His truth endures to all generations. Henceforth, the knowledge of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Bible declares, will endure forever. Okay. So the things that I'm teaching and the things that I'm teaching are not to be forgotten. By men, by people, by the Gentiles, alias white people. Because the scripture has said the truth that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, endures forever, and the truth concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that is in the Authorized Version Bible, endures forever. So the Lord endures forever, and that which supports him, Tommy L. Hart, endures forever. So you have that which supports, and you have that which is that which has been called to come. Titus 2:5. Titus 2:5 says that the word of God be not blasphemed. Are you disrespecting what I'm teaching? Or do you have contempt for the law that is in the Bible? The word of God, the word concerning God, and the word coming from God are not to be blasphemed. Okay. Listen to this. Proverbs 19:21. So we're talking about the law, and we're talking about the counsel of the law. Proverbs 19:21 says, "The counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The counsel concerning the Lord that shall stand. And the counsel that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that shall stand." Psalm 33:11. That statement says, 33:11, Psalms, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever." No way the law can be void. No way the law can be no more. No way the law can be in existence, because the Bible has already declared the truth concerning the Lord, Psalm 100, the truth concerning the Lord endures forever, endures to all generations. There is no limitation on the law concerning God and the knowledge concerning God that is in the law. There is no statute of limitation. The law concerning God endures forever. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. Right? The law says in Exodus 18:19, it says, "Hearken now to my voice, I will give thee counsel." Hearken now to my voice, and I will show you counsel from the word of God when I get to it. Job 12:13. Job 12:13 says this: "With him is wisdom and strength; he has counsel and understanding." There is wisdom and strength in the law concerning God. And, of course, there is God himself has wisdom, and he has counsel. He has the power to counsel, right? To give counsel and understanding. God has that power. Proverbs 12:15. That statement says, "He that hearkeneth to counsel is wise." Are you hearkening to the counsel of the Lord? Are you hearkening to the, are you paying attention to the law? When I read the law, are you paying attention? When I read the commandment coming from God, are you paying attention? When I go through these scriptures, are you paying attention? Are you fighting what I say? You know, he that hearkens to counsel is wise. Matthew 5:17. That statement says, "I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law." Let me read the complete statement. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law. I am not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law." That's the goal, to fulfill the law. What is the commandment to the people in Colossians? Fulfill the word of God. Fulfill the word that comes from the word of God in authorized version Bible, and fulfill the word that comes from the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Fulfillment is the key. fulfillment is the goal. And when, just as I'm doing, when you obey the word of God, your obedience with my obedience, these things lead to the prophetic goal, which is what? What is the prophetic goal? Those of you who have heard me before and who follow me, my teaching. The prophetic goal is the Lord God reigns. But that's incomplete and it's ambiguous. Let me make it clear. The prophetic goal is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Now that's clear. That's clear. Okay. Let me move on. Now, the future is present. These are future statements. Exodus 18:19. These are futuristic statements. They are have to do, they speak of a future event are happening. Exodus 18:19. It says, God shall be with thee. The word of God is talking to the people. It's talking to the Gentiles. It's talking to the people. The Lord God shall be with thee. Listen. Hebrews 10:37 says, he that shall come will come. Yes, that's Hebrews 10:37. He that shall come will come. Who is the he that they are expecting? The he is the Lord God. All right? Isaiah 40:10 says, behold, the Lord God will come. Futuristic statements. Statements having to do with some event in the future. All right? And remember the statement that I read? That which is far, far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? All right? So, far off, exceeding deep. These statements, when they were made, the truth of them, the fulfillment of them, was far off, way off, a long time into the future. Okay? These futuristic statements continue. The Lord God will come. Revelation 21:3 says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. That statement has come to pass in me, and he, the Lord God, will dwell with them, just as it was said in Exodus 18:19, the Lord God shall be with you, and he shall dwell with them, the people, and they shall be his people. Clear statement. God shall dwell with the people, they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. Physically with them as I am, and be their God. Isaiah 66, looks like 15, Isaiah, let's see. Isaiah 66, I'm looking. Okay, Isaiah 66, verse 15. For behold, the Lord will come. Not with fire, not with fire, but he will come. He has come, okay? The Lord God has come. But I'm talking about the future events, okay? The Lord God will come. Genesis 50:24. Genesis 50:24 says, God will surely visit you. And watch this, same chapter. Genesis 50:25 says, God will surely visit you. And watch this in chapter 48, Genesis, verse 21. God shall be with you. So, with respect to God and the people's expectation concerning God, what? It's clear, God shall be with you. Physically with you. The tabernacle of God is now with men. The house that I dwell in is the tabernacle of God, where I dwell. That statement is fulfilled. Okay, those were future statements, though, concerning the coming of the Lord God. Those statements can be called futurities. Okay, they speak of a future event, futurities. All right, now, what has happened? These things have happened. The future is present. The future, those statements speaking of God, speaking, saying, God will come, the Lord shall be with you, the Lord will be with you. What is now, what is the truth of those things now? Listen, 1 Samuel 10:7. 1 Samuel 10:7 says, God is with thee. That's what is actually truth now. That is truth. The Bible asks the question, what is truth? I read the futuristic statements. I read the futurities, okay? The statements which speak of a future event concerning God's coming, okay? I gave you those. Now, what is truth? In answer to the question, what is truth is God is with thee. The Bible is confirming the fact that God is with you in Tommy L. Hart. God is with thee. That's 1 Samuel 10:7. 2 Samuel 7:3. Second Samuel 10:3 says this. I'm sorry, 2 Samuel 7:3 says this. It says, the Lord is with thee. These things are truth. This is truth. The Lord is with thee. Who is the Lord? Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. Tommy L. Hart is with you. Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, is with you. Okay, Zechariah 8:23. This is an answer to the question, what is truth? Zechariah 8:23 says, last statement in the verse, God is with you. The Lord is with you. God is with you. In Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 8:10. Isaiah 8:10 says, the last statement in the verse, God is with us. That's the people's affirmation of the fact God being with them. The people's affirmation. A ratification. God is with us. That's the people's statement. That's the Gentiles' statement. Okay. Now, Luke 1:28. Almost to the end of the verse, it says, the Lord is with thee. So, we have the futurities. Those statements which speak of God's coming in the future, and we have those things which have come to pass. We have the coming of the Lord God. He has actually come. The Lord God is here on the earth with men. Glory. Glory. So, you have the law. You have God, you have the law concerning God. What is the law for? The law is to be obeyed. The law is to be performed. It is to be carried out. The law that has to do with God. But let me read these statements. Points of the law. One, the law which speaks to the people is in anticipation of the coming of God. Point two, the law sets forth the things which the people must do when God comes. And the people, the Gentiles back then, agreed to those things. Three, the law answers the people's question, what shall we do when God comes forth? What shall we do when God comes forth? The law says to the people, these are the things you must do when God comes forth. Point four, the law is the people's schoolmaster. A schoolmaster is an educator. The law educates the people in things pertaining to God. The law gives the people information in things concerning to God, in things pertaining to God. And, of course, the Lord God himself gives understanding. He gives the wisdom and knowledge that is called for. Point five, so then, the law is the people's schoolmaster. Listen to this carefully. Not to bring the people to Christ, but to God. What happens? The law delivers the people over to God. Galatians 3:23-25. Galatians 3:23, starting there, says, but before faith came, now when it speaks of faith here, it's talking about the illegal, unsound, immoral, evil, wicked faith concerning Jesus, which the officially declared dead Christian church taught. Before faith came, listen, we were kept under the law. Point is, the people are still kept under the law. Why? Because the law is eternal. It's perpetual. It cannot be voided, the law of God. Right? We were kept under the law, shut up to the faith, which should be, that's the point there. We were kept under the law. Now, watch verse 24. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. That statement is not so. Christ is not spoken of in the law. Did you know that? Christ is not spoken of in the law. You cannot fool people who have knowledge, okay, about a thing. I give knowledge of the law. Okay. And I know many, many black people have not been taught these things. Actually, they were taught against the law. And in being taught against the law, they were taught against God. And being taught against God, they were taught against me. They were taught against the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, the crucial matter concerning God that is in the Authorized Version Bible. So, the law is still our schoolmaster, or the people's schoolmaster, to bring you to God. That's why I'm teaching now. You comply with the law. And that's what I teach. Comply with the law. Obey the law. And I read the law. All right? Now, so the law is a schoolmaster, not to bring the people to Christ, but to bring them to God. The law delivers the people to God. And you're not justified by faith. You're justified by the law. If you do that which is righteous, that which the law calls for, you're righteous. If you disobey the law, disregard the law, then you are unrighteous. It's as simple as that. That's clear. Easy to understand. Look up the word righteous. All right. Okay. So, the statement there, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, is not true. Okay. The law is the people's schoolmaster informing them in things concerning God and them, the people. Because the law of God has to do with God and the people, not just with God by himself. Okay? So understand that. You have a part in the law of God. Christ is moot. Christ is no longer relevant. The law puts you in the way of righteousness. It puts you in the way of God. And before I close here, let me do that next time. I don't want to rush through it. In closing, the Word of God, coming from the Authorized Version Bible, counsels you, the people, to do these counsels you, the people. Psalm 34:14, Hosea 12:6, and Genesis 31:16, the law counsels you to depart from evil. Depart from the evil teaching of Christianity, the Christian church, the evil teaching concerning Jesus as a real character, etc. Depart from those evils. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and whatsoever God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has said to thee, do. Finally, I remind you, if you would like for your name to appear in my document showing you to be a witness to the glory of God, and I would love to have you do so, then send correspondence to that effect to me, Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. The People's Law. Reading of the Law. You shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. That's the Word of God speaking. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Now these good things are speaking about my good works, the good works of God. My works are in Lawmaster's Archive. This episode here is one of my works. Okay, thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear or reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. He, the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. This is the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the people's Lord and God. Starting with September 1 of 2012 and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983. Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Until the next time.